Father, we thank you because you've given us once again the strength and the privilege to be awake this morning. And here we are in your presence to worship you and to receive from you. Lord, we pray that you will bless your word in our hearts. And once again, you will speak to our hearts and you will make us better and stronger. And you help us, Lord, to even more involved in your work among us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I would like to greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a privilege and a joy for me to be standing here in front of you. And if you have your Bible, I would like to invite you to open it in Matthew chapter 5. We're going to read from verse 14 to verse 16. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others. See your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. The topic for this morning is let your light shine. Let your light shine. Hallelujah. Jesus says, he's speaking to his disciples. As you know, this passage that we have read is picked from the Sermon on the Mount, which is the longest teaching recorded in the Bible, the longest teaching of Jesus. And Jesus is speaking to his followers and he tells them, you who are following me, you are the light of the world. And if you read this verse in the Amplified version, it reads, you are the light of Christ to the world. And what is Jesus actually saying is, he's saying those who follow him are the light, but this light is actually a reflection of the light that they have received from the Lord himself. Why? Because John 8:12, Jesus says, he says, he who follows me will not walk in darkness, but he will walk in light. He will receive the light. Hallelujah. It's really interesting what Jesus is saying about his people, because as we know, what people say about us really affects us in one way or another. If you take an example of a child, if you speak to a child affirming words, this is going to affect his self-esteem. If you speak to a child negative words, if you keep speaking to a child negative words, it will affect sooner or later his self-esteem. And it is true with children, but it's also to some extent true to us who are adults. What people say about us affects our behavior. It affects how we feel about ourselves. It affects how we value ourselves. What people say about us affects also our relationship with other people. What people say about ourselves affects even our motivation to perform. If you keep being told that you are not capable, you will end up believing that you are not capable. And it will affect your ability to perform in any area of your life. That is why it is very important to be careful about what we allow or what we believe about what is said about us. The good news this morning is that God has something to say about us. Jesus has something to say, you and me. And what he's saying this morning is, you are the light of the world. Hallelujah. And what does it mean when Jesus says, you are the light of the world? When Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he says, you are the light. As we've read, he says, a light, a city that is set on the hill cannot be hidden. And he says, a lamp is not lightened up to be put under the basket. It is rather exposed, put on the table, so it can give light to people, to everyone in the house. And it means that when Jesus says you, when he says I, you and me, we are the light of the world, it means that Jesus, he's saying that you and I are supposed to be the reflection of him in our neighborhood, in our families, in our working place, in our nation, in our church, in our generation. It means that if God is going to do something in our environment, if God is going to do something in our families, if God is going to do something in our nation, in our church, he's going to use you and I to show the world what it looks like to be one of him. Jesus is basically saying that you are my teaching material to this generation. If I'm going to show my power, if I'm going to show how wonderful I am, I'm going to use you so that people can see what my power looks like, so that people can see how it looks like to be a representative. Hallelujah. That's what it means. What Jesus is actually saying when he says, you are the light of the world, he's also saying, you are my solution. You see, if Jesus says you are the light, it means that the place where you are is in a state of darkness. It means that the place where you are is in the state of confusion. And you are the person I've chosen to be the solution, the direction, the light that they need. Hallelujah. So I am the solution to my family's troubling, confusing situation. You are the solution to whatever state of confusion that is prevailing in your country. Jesus is counting on you. Hallelujah. Isn't this wonderful? And you see, sometimes we pray and we ask God, we say, God, please fix this problem. We ask God for answers. When we face challenges, whether in our church, whether in our neighboring, in our neighborhood, when we face difficult situations, confusing situations, we turn our eyes to the Lord and say, God, come and help us. And sometimes what God has to tell us is this situation. You are the person I have chosen to bring the solution, to bring the answer to the misfortune that is in your family, in your industry, in your nation, in whatever circumstances you are facing. And thirdly, what Jesus is saying when he says you are the light of the world, what he's saying, I'm not going to keep you hidden. You are not going to be unnoticed. I'm going to expose you. Just like a lamp is exposed to give its light to everyone, I'm going to expose you. I've given you my light because you are following me. I've given you understanding. I've changed you into a new person. I've given you gifts, spiritual gifts. I've enabled you in so many ways. So now, I'm going to expose you so that what I have put inside of you can be a blessing to many more. Hallelujah. The blessings that we receive from God as followers of Jesus, they are meant to be put to the service of others. And this means we have to be exposed. And we are going to be exposed. Why? Because God must take glory from what he has given us. I'm going to expose you to glorify me. This is what Jesus is saying. Because he says, let your light shine so that people may see your good works. And as a result, they may give glory to the Father. Hallelujah. So what he's saying is, I'm going to expose you. I'm exposing you in order to glorify the Father, my name. But when he says we are the light of the world, we are called to shine. And how do we shine then? How do we shine? First of all, brothers and sisters, the verse that we've read in the Matthew 5, verse 16, in this verse, Jesus gives us a significance, a meaning of the shining. It means, and he's talking about works, actions. He says that people must see our actions, our good deeds. Which means if we are going to shine, it means we are going to take actions, not just words. We shine by our actions. Hallelujah. People have to see our good works and give glory to the Father who is in heaven. Think about your works. Think about your actions. The actions that you are involved in, or the actions in which you've been involved throughout the week. Can people see your actions and say, God really has entered this life? This person has experienced God truly. See, because our actions most of the time speak louder than our words. What Jesus is saying, our actions must bear the signature of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is how we shine. We shine not just by words, not just by keeping silent, but we shine when we are active. We are called to be, hallelujah. We are called to take action. When we have needs around us, we are not just called to talk about those needs. We are not just called to talk about desperate situations around us, but we are called to take action. What action are you taking? Hallelujah. Because this is the only way people will give glory to the one we are worshiping. Secondly, we shine by having our actions inspired by the example of Jesus Christ. It's not just any action. Our action must be inspired by himself. That is the only way we are going to be the reflection of his light. I'm acting, I'm performing just as Jesus would have done if he was here. This is what Jesus means by shining. In John 13, Jesus gave his disciple an example when he washed their feet. And he says this, John 13 verse 15, he says, I've given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. Jesus is expecting you and I not just to act, not just to take steps, but to make sure that what we are doing, how we are responding to the situation we are facing, we are responding just as he would have done if he was in our shoes. And brothers and sisters, this is possible. It is possible. Of course, it is not possible if we don't believe. But if we believe that I can actually respond and act just as Jesus would have done, we will see how the Lord is going to use us. This is the very reason we were given the Holy Spirit. We were not given the Holy Spirit to do things we do naturally with our abilities. We were given the Holy Spirit so we can do impossible things. Hallelujah. We're given the Holy Spirit so that when we do things, people wonder, is this really possible? We were given the Holy Spirit so that people can start questioning themselves. And one thing I've noticed in the Christian life, Christian living, is when we do things inspired with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we become an enigma to our generation. We cause people to ask us, why are you doing things this way? Why are you not doing just as everybody? And our actions become a conversation starter. If I could use the words that my brother Mwindo used once here. Our actions become what triggers the conversation about the gospel. And one of the reasons many Christians are not bold in witnessing for Christ is because their actions don't challenge the world. They rather align with the world. We are not going to be powerful. We are not going to be the light of the world if we are only preoccupied by following the pattern of the world. We will be the light of the world if our actions are the reflection of Jesus. Not the reflection of our culture, but the reflection of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thirdly, and that's where I'm going to end, we shine through our actions, but we shine when we stop having people's recognition as motivation for our actions. Hallelujah. When people's recognition becomes our motivation, it is difficult to shine for Jesus. Because when we are motivated by what people are going to say, we are actually for ourselves. That's where pride comes in. And when we do things so that people can recognize us, it is difficult to give glory to the Father. Because when people will clap for us and we are happy about it, the only person who is glorified at that moment is us and not God. Hallelujah. And the problem with expecting recognition or validation from people is when we don't receive it in the end. You see, When we do things for, when we pretend to do things for the Lord, and when we pretend to shine for the Lord, and when in return, nobody comes to say, thank you. Nobody comes to say, you really did well today. You see, we are discouraged. Aren't we? We are discouraged. And sometimes we become jealous of others, of those who are congratulated. We become jealous. We become bitter. And many Christians are living in bitterness. They feel like they are doing well. They feel like they are so good at what they are doing. They believe that what they are doing is at least as good as others. But they are not, they don't have joy. There's no joy inside of them. Why? Because nobody recognizes what they are doing. And some have even gone to the extent of leaving the church. This church does not recognize my gift. Why? Because I'm after man's validation and recognition. And we end up being discouraged. If what I'm looking for is the glory of the Father, it doesn't matter whether you thank me or not, because the joy of the Holy Spirit is inside of me. Hallelujah. It is not a joy that comes from outside. It is the joy that comes from inside. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, let's shine for Jesus with our actions. Let our actions speak for Jesus. Your family members, your husband, your wife, your children, your parents want to see Jesus through your actions and reactions. Can we bow our heads in prayer? You are the light of the world. This is what you've said to us, and we are your disciples. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Lord Jesus, we are so grateful that you've chosen me, my brother and my sister, to be your reflection to this world. Lord, I pray that as we depart from this place, my actions, our actions, will be inspired by you. I pray that you will be the motivation of our heart. Your glory will be what we long to see. And Father, the world will be able to tell that truly we have come to know you, and they will worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.